Hi, this is a for Tahir Sharif, T-A-H-I-R, Tahir. Last name is Sharif, S-H-A-R-I-F. Date of birth is 9/14/1966. Date of service is 8/27/2025. Mr. Tahir Sharif is here for an evaluation as a new patient today on 8/27/2025. He reports that he is having extreme severe pain in the left elbow for the last 4 weeks. He denies of being involved in a car accident, but he was hit by a car door very hard a few weeks ago. A injection 3 years ago was given into the lateral epicondyle, and that improved his condition. It has come back again. The patient is suffering from pain in the elbow, lateral part, for last few weeks. He also has a history of shoulder pain, more on the left than the right, after falling on the ice. He took naproxen. Although no x-rays were done, the left shoulder has a rotator cuff damage, but there was no auto accident or car or fall. Now, these pains are localized to the left elbow lateral part and is constant throbbing. They are 2 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the ADLs are affected only to the tune of 2. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by holding up, especially driving, while holding up for the steering wheel, and improved by lying down. And denies any muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins, needle, bladder and bowel incontinence. And patient has had MRI of lumbar spine at Huron Valley Hospital 3 months ago. In the patient has various treatment. He has been to emergency room at Huron Valley where an MRI was done, and physical therapy was done, 5 to 6 visits for shoulder, but no elbow is bandage he has had. He went to Sublime PT for this 5-6 visit, but no relief. Please review the record for the system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, employment, and legal history and personal history. And review the records. Diagnosis is only for, please review the diagnosis page. Physical examination, blood pressure is 131/86, pulse 79, pulse ox is 100. The height is 5'10", and weight was not taken. General review, patient is a average height and weight, alert oriented, cooperative and cautious, no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. He's in a well dressed, and attitude is good, demeanor is good, no acute basis for pain, no severe anxiety are noticed. Gait is normal. Rest of the exam is completely normal except for the left elbow in the extremities. In the left elbow, there is a tenderness of the left lateral epicondyle. No fractures are noticed. Only crenon and medial epicondyle is completely normal. Distally, some weakness is noticed, 4/5 to the left arm. Other than that, circulation is intact, reflexes are normal, everything else is normal, grip is normal, and genital sign, phallus sign is negative. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. The patient was advised to have an injection of Marcan with the steroid to the left elbow at lateral epicondyle and surrounding area. Patient agreed to provide the consent and it was provided. The patient was provided with tramadol 100 milligrams twice a day for pain, 60 tablets. The procedure that was done is as follows. Under the aseptic precautions, patient was asked to lie down on the bed with the lateral epicondyle exposed. Area was cleaned with betadine and alcohol. 3 cc's of Marcan with dexamethasone was injected to the lateral epicondyle and also around the area with using a 1 cc syringe. 3 cc syringe with 1 inch long 25 gauge needle under ethyl chloride spray. Entire needle was withdrawn, no bleeding was noticed, and bandage was applied. 2 days later, when we called, the patient reported complete relief in the pain. He'll be again seen in a month's time. If need be, he can have a repeat injection. For any other issues, we are going to release his records for the MRIs and all, and once they are available, then we'll go from there. Thank you.